Oh, here we go. It's Tuesday. You know exactly what the move is on Tuesday afternoons. That's right. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Go with a message that I've been waiting to do since the start of the series. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. Let's have a little talk. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. First and foremost, I want to shout out three really good friends of mine. From the High Tea Podcast, Mel, Kel, and Kay. Season 3 debuted for them today. And I encourage you to make sure that you listen to their show ASAP. And give them your support. But a hearty congratulations, a very hearty welcome back. I sorely missed you guys on Tuesday mornings as I prepared for my show. And, you know, it's good to have podcasting friends, colleagues, co-collaborators. It's good to have those people around that are very supportive. I've noticed in the last year and some change that this podcasting family, this podcasting network has been more than just a network where we talk about how many plays that we have, and I know I do that a lot, but still celebrating the small wins. But it's more than that. It's also a family that supports one another, that celebrates wins, that celebrates, being healed from something. It's absolutely amazing to have those type of people around. So, again, thank you to my podcasting, all of my podcasting friends. Of course, Mel, Kel, and Kay from High Tea Podcast. Popping After 30 with Lod and Key. Kayla got the 411. Dark Sugar Podcast. All of my podcasting friends, I appreciate you all for all that you are and are that you are and all that you continue to be. Through my journey and through like all that I do with podcasting and abroad. So again, thank you. Hey, thank you for your support of last week's episode. Thank you for your support of this series. Most of all, thank you for your support of the show in general. And of course, you know what I'm going to say next. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So thanks for listening today. Hey, this your first time? First time in a long time. Welcome and welcome back. I pray that I say something in these next few moments that speaks to your storm, speaks to your struggle, speaks to your situation. I strive to be three things on this podcast and in life, and that is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of my life and in this show, that I say something that encourages you, that energizes you, that supercharges you, that helps you to seek healing, to seek victory in a situation where you thought there would be a defeat, to be everything that you have been called and designed to be. And I hope that I say something as well that makes you laugh, that makes you think, sometimes makes you cry. So again, thank you if this is your first time and your first time in a long time. All right, so let's get rolling. Yesterday I posed a question on all social media platforms, and if you have not gotten the chance to take a look at that question, I'm going to give you the question here, but please make sure that you follow all social media platforms, and you'll get those tags at the end of today's episode. But yesterday I posed a question just ahead of today's episode. And it was this, and this is a question oftentimes I have to ask myself, because for years and years I've struggled with, finding the answer to this. And I know somebody's going to be like, how did you struggle with finding the answer to this? And I'll get to that in just a minute. But I struggle greatly with this, with this, what we're talking about today, struggled. It's been more or less, it's been a work in progress. It's been a situation where, we're going to talk about it. But I'm going to ask you this question. I posed this question this last night. Am I who I say I am, and am I walking in my truth? I'll repeat that question again. Am I who I say I am, and am I walking in my truth? Am I who I say? Let's break that question down. Split it up. It's two questions in one. But let's start with the first part. Am I who I say I am? Now, and what I mean by that is, am I who I've been designed to be? Am I being authentic? Am I who I say I am? Not, what other people think I am, what other people say I am. And when I say I am who I say I am, it's basically, what am I telling myself daily? What am I telling myself about myself daily? There was a sermon that I listened to a lot. I listened to the whole sermon, but I got really hip to this particular sermon based on an album that I listened to by Donald Lawrence, and he had a part of a Bishop Tudor Bismarck sermon. It was called the I Am Factor, and he basically said this, that when you say I am, whatever follows I am comes looking for you. See, life and death is in the power of the tongue. What seeds are you sowing with your words? Not about others, but about yourself. See, we're oftentimes going to deal with word curses. We're going to deal with word curses from other people. We're going to deal with that. But what about all the times we've word cursed ourselves? We've bombarded ourselves with negative words, negative things about our own selves. What have we said about ourselves that has knocked us down? I know plenty of times in my life I have said some things about me that have been discouraging, disparaging, negative, and horrible. I know there's somebody out here that is still dealing with being in that place where you said some things about yourself that have been negative, disparaging, and discouraging. Plenty of times I've said things about me that weren't true. Am I who I say that I am? There's another part to that. Am I who I say I am in front of people? Am I who I say that I am in front of people? Am I saying something about myself to gain some clout? Okay, I might be knocking on somebody's door and dropping a package off that they probably don't want at the moment. But sometimes we get things that we don't think we need. But am I who I say I am in front of people? Am I being authentic with myself, about myself? Too many times, I'm a guy, and, sometimes we can be very notorious of this. Oftentimes, we say things about ourselves in order to get some type of notoriety. We like to compete with one another. And so in order to one up the next person, we'll tell a lie about ourselves knowing we didn't do what we did, knowing we haven't, you know, gone where we said we've gone, and I've been notorious of this. Knowing we don't have the body count that we say that we have. Yep, I said it. But I'm going to say it again. Knowing we don't have the body count that we so desperately say that we do. We're adults. I said what I said. Knowing we ain't date this person or that person or you know, you been this place or been that place or got this or got that and got... No. Mm-mm. No. No way. And oftentimes that is stemmed from not being true to yourself. Not being authentic with who you are and who you've been created to be. Not walking in authenticity. See, for so long, I tried to walk in a realm, in a place where I wasn't familiar, or it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I tried to be somebody that I wasn't too many times. Oftentimes getting lost in a persona and forgetting who I truly am. I want to speak to somebody right now who is lost in a persona. Who is lost in a persona that's not them. I'm speaking to somebody right now who is so scared to be them. Who's so scared to walk in authenticity. Who's so scared that if you show people who you really are, if you show people your scars, that they're going to judge you and never be around you ever again. I'm talking to somebody right now who's dealing with the pain of, I got to continue to keep up appearances so people don't leave my life. I like being around these people. But at the same time, it don't feel right. These people seem cool sometimes, but something just doesn't feel right. And when you get to the point where you feel that something's not right in your spirit about the people that you're around, here, I'm going to rewind. Here, I'm gonna parenthetically insert this. That sometimes we connect ourselves. The human personification of some of our bad habits and bad customs. I'm going to say that again for somebody. A lot of times we find ourselves connected to the human, with the human personification of our bad habits and our bad customs and our bad thoughts and our bad words and our identity crisis. Have you ever been connected to somebody that is the human personification of something that you're trying to break? Ah! Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Because so many times in my life, I've been connected to the human personification of what I'm trying to break. I'm trying to break the bad habit of not walking in truth and owning my truth. I'm trying to break the bad habit of that. But sometimes when you're trying to break a bad habit, somebody or something comes along that tries to tempt you into not breaking that habit. Sometimes owning your truth and walking, learning how to walk in your truth can be painful. It can be painful. And what I mean by that is that when you walk in your truth, when you're learning how to walk in your truth, it causes you to uncover some things about yourself. It causes you to open some doors that you locked. It causes you to break some walls down that you built. It causes you to release some things that you concealed. And I heard a youth minister say a long time ago, when I was in high school, she was a guest speaker. And she said in a message that what you conceal cannot heal. Ah, what you conceal cannot heal. When you are learning the value of walking in truth, walking in your authentic, walking in authenticity, owning your truth, you come to the realization that what you conceal cannot heal. I've had to learn the value of release, the value of letting it go, the value of going, Lord, this is your, I'm giving this to you. This one's out of my hands. I've tried to fight this for a long time. I tried to fight this without help for a long time. I've been stubborn. I know I needed a change. And I acknowledge I needed a change. I know there's an acknowledgement period. I know there's a reception period. But sometimes what I acknowledge, I don't move along with. Have you ever been in a place where you acknowledge something, you notice something, but you never moved along with, moved with it? A move towards it. Too many times, my friends, we find ourselves in places where we acknowledge, but we don't accept. We're not receptive. We acknowledge it, but we're not receptive about the help that we need. And so oftentimes we keep going along with the lack of authenticity. We keep going along with it. We stay in a place where we feel the need that we have to do this, and we have to say this, and we have to go this place, and we have to do this thing. Because who we are, a lot of people wouldn't accept. And I want to say this, and it seems like I talk about other people a lot, and I do. And I do. But I want to say this. That there are some people that will never accept your scars, or never accept your wounds, or never accept that they're healing. And that's simply because, and I say this, and I don't mean this in a facetious manner, that some people don't accept your scars. They won't accept the fact that you're healing, or that you're healed, that you're still damaged and you're trying to get healed. And that's simply because, watch closely, they haven't sought healing for themselves. They haven't sought healing for themselves. Don't ever be jealous about somebody else's scars. We all have them. We've all been wounded. It's time to uncover some scars in our life and let people know, this is what I battled from. This is what I fought from. These are my battle scars. This is who I am. I'm broken. I've been broken. I've been damaged. I've been hurt. I've been abandoned. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is who I choose to be. And what I choose to be is to be my authentic, true self. I choose to walk in my truth, own my truth. I no longer want to be what other people think I should be. What I've been called to be is what I choose to, what I've chosen to walk in. I'm no longer trying to keep up appearances to be around people who don't care whether I sink or swim. I'm walking in my truth in this season. I can't do anything less than walk in my truth. It's hard sometimes to walk in that. It's hard. Sometimes, because again, you have to uncover some things in your life. I've been the last year in the middle of this pandemic, not being able to go anywhere, being stuck in the house, not being able to go eat, having to go to the grocery store and cook. And don't get me wrong, I love cooking. I've been cooking for years. But not being able to go to some of your favorite restaurants from time to time. I mean, y'all know what's going on. That was debilitating at times. But the most debilitating thing was having to be at home, alone, with myself. Having to be alone with myself. No place to run, nowhere to hide. Just being alone with me. And having to really dig deep into some internal things that I pressed so far back in the file cabinets of my mind. Some things that have collected dust. And I said to myself, I no longer want to be in a place where I am bound by lack of authenticity. I no longer want to be in a place where my scars hold me back. Talk to me, somebody. I don't want to be bound by my scars. I don't want to be bound by keeping up appearances. I don't want to be bound by living a life that is not authentic. So many times we find ourselves in places where we live a life that's not authentic. And I've decided to say three words Here I am. Here I am. Whether you like it or not, here I am. Whether you want me to be this way or not, here I am. Whether you want me to be who I am, here I am. Whether you want me to be free or not, here I am. Whether you want me to walk in what God has designed me to be, here I am. Because I refuse to be swayed by the opinions of people who don't know who they are at the moment. So they can keep up with the Joneses. I'm not doing that any longer. I'm not gonna let my grass get brown while I'm trying to water somebody else's. I'm not gonna cover my grass with artificial turf just so nobody sees that I don't water my grass. I know that didn't make sense, but whatever. But I will say this. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Some people are putting AstroTurf on theirs. They got field turf on theirs to hide that their grass is brown. Don't be a person that gets caught hiding your scars. Don't be a person that gets caught living a lie. This is what I wanted to be, and here I am. I wanted this. Here I am, and I am here. I wanted this badly because I was tired of not being who I was called to be. I know this sounds repetitive, but I need somebody to get it in their spirit to no longer walk in who you portray yourself to be. And I mean in an unauthentic way. This is the season to own your truth, to walk in who you are. This is the season. This is the moment where you say enough is enough. This is the moment where you say, I'm no longer going to be a prisoner. A prisoner of keeping up appearances, and a prisoner of, you know, not being authentic. The prisoner of a fake persona. Whatever follows, I am, comes looking for you. Are you who you say you are? And what I mean by that again is, are you walking in your authenticity? Are you walking in your truth? What is the truth about you? And don't allow somebody to take your truth about you and throw it in the mud and make it something that it's not. And make it seem like you're a monster or a cretin or some horrible person or just this derelict, this vagabond, this scallywag. Don't allow somebody to take your testimony and make it seem like you're a horrible person. Because people will take your testimony and make you seem like you're a horrible, horrible person. They will take your story, a story of a miracle, a story of healing and restoration and redemption, and turn it into a horror story. And most of all, don't allow you to turn you into a horror story. Because sometimes it's not other people. Sometimes it's our overly critical inner critic. Our overly critical inner critic. It's constantly reminding us of what we came through, not in a way to hold us accountable, but in a way to sometimes hold us back. Sometimes it's not other people. Most of the time, it's us. It's us that holds us back because we allow the words of other people to dominate, infiltrate and dominate who we are. It infiltrates and dominates our minds, our mouths, and our moves. It dominates our mouths, our minds, and our moves. So today, I ask the question, what are you going to do about it? As you go into your midweek, I want you to ask yourself that question. Am I who I say that I am? Am I who God has created to be? As God created me to be? Am I walking in my truth? Go into your midweek asking yourself that question. And if you find some things that just aren't right, if you're walking in a place where you have to keep up appearances, there's an acknowledgement. You be receptive. You go for it. You take inventory. You inspect. And you inspect what you expect. And if you see something that is abnormal, that isn't you, take the necessary steps to get healed and restored and release those things that are not supposed to be there. I refuse to be conformed by what other people think of me and other people think I should be. I want to be a better person, and I refuse to stay in this place where I'm not being a better person. I refuse to stay in this place where I'm not who I am, who I am supposed to be. So again, I ask you, who do you say that you are? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.